Well, first of all, Sean, we don't intend to sell anything. What we want now is to analyse the document that we've agreed to put to our National Executive Council in the first go-off, and then obviously we would then put that document with or without a recommendation to our members. There's no urgency on the part of SIBTU, and I just noted Martin's remarks there. We obviously will have consideration in the next week by our National Executive Council, and therefrom they will consider further the points made in the agreement, what's best for our union members, and if they wish to make a recommendation or not, and then we will start the process of balloting our members. So we do have quite a lot of work to do at this stage. It's not taken for granted. And again, there is a fair concentration on making sure whatever we communicate to our members is accurate and fair.
Right. Well, what are the advantages then, insofar as you can discern?
Okay. First of all, SIBTU has set out key objectives, and of course in the health service predominantly the key objectives for ourselves was to ensure that the clause within the Lansdowne Road Agreement protecting our members' jobs from outsourcing was retained in full, and there was going to be no dilution of that particular clause, which ensured that our members have job security and no compulsory redundancy for the period of the agreement going forward, which is a proposed 3-year agreement. And that's very key, and it's very key for low-paid workers, because they're the ones who always feel under pressure from budgetary cuts, and whereby you may have a situation where various services can be outsourced to people who are paying less than favourable rates, and thereby undermining good public service jobs. The other key objective for us, obviously, was to ensure that the majority of our members, and this does work out very well, will be removed from the FEMPI legislation, the legislation that brings in the pension-related deduction, the legislation that has been used to cut our members' salaries since 2009. And we can see that there's now a clear roadmap ahead where we can dismantle all those cuts, and in particular for people who are on 30,000 or less, and then creeping up to people on 34,500, which over the period of the agreement will become fully exempt from that levy. This is a big development. And also what's been achieved at this stage too, of course, is that earnings that are not deemed pensionable, such as overtime, such as allowances, where our members were paying pension levy through the course of the agreement, they will become exempt from pension levy. That also gives an increase in salary. But the stability, of course, is also very important for our members. They know what's available to them. They know that, you know, stepping forward, we can achieve more if we were even able to get into a new agreement. But just to pick up the other point, of course, with Martin, not everything is achievable in the negotiation. And sometimes there are areas where, you know, you would like to have done better. But the one point that Martin did make about recruitment and retention, I just need to touch on, that process is available for all trade unions, all members and representing all disciplines, and those groups who are finding themselves in difficulty with recruitment and retention can put forward their case there, and obviously see what can be drawn from that over the period of the agreement.
Okay, so a lot of chewing over and dismantling and analysing to be done between now and a final outcome. We'll leave it there. Paul, thanks indeed for joining us. That's Paul Bell, SIBTU Health Division Organiser, and my thanks as well to Martin Wall, industry correspondent of the Irish Times. Will be getting an update on the British election on polling day after this break.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.